If you lose, you're going to have to make us a bunch of little cars.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
This is interesting. How long you're going to live depends on when you was born.
I noticed that. You know, there ain't near as many people sitting around the barbershop talking about the Spanish-American War as they used to.
Now, that ain't just what I meant, Leon.
Well, who won that war?
The Spanish-American War?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't clear to me now. We must have. But then again, Spain ain't selling no little cars or cameras or radios to us.
You have to do that when you lose war to us, don't you? That's one of the requirements.
Well, I just reckoned it was. Now, nobody ever really said that.
There's lots of unspoken truths.
A Spanish-American War. I never thought about that. Who won?
Who was fighting?
Well, now, I know we was in it. That's when John Paul Roosevelt yelled out, "We've not yet begun to fight," as he rode his horse up the plank onto his ship. And he was a rough rider, you know.
Sam, I'm just amazed at what you know. Just amazed.
Well, thank you, Leon. You know, I like to talk to you. You're easier to amaze than Jesse.
I am.
Oh, yeah. Jesse'd ask me all kind of questions and maybe correct me or something. And if he seen I was right, he'd drop the subject.
He just don't appreciate you enough, Sam.
Well, that's right. Just the other day now, he's asking me about the French and Indian War, and I told him right off that the Indians won, and he claimed I didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, who'd he think won the French and Indian War?
The English. He claimed the English won it. Ain't that goofy? He never even memorized the name of the war.
Are the French selling the Indians a little bit of cars?
Are you joking? You ever been to Oklahoma?
That table of life expectancy.
Yeah, the sooner you was born, the shorter your life's gonna be.
You wasn't in the Spanish-American War, was you, Mr. Jesse?
No, Leon. That's right, Sam. If you was born after World War II, you probably would be over 70.
I never heard you bragging about that war, none.
Now, according to this table, now, I'm just supposed to live to age 63. Jesse, I ain't paying no more Social Security.
No, Sam, that just means the average is gonna be 63. Well, you're luckier than average. You live to be 80.
Now, I better start gathering up some better fishing equipment.
Who won that war, Mr. Jesse?